for it. I wasn't going to get to the first time, I guess. I still need to go do some more research. I've got 10 minutes to share, so I guess I'll talk about the a little bit about what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. The last time I relapsed was I had gone through, it was December 2020. I think I weighed about 112 pounds at that time. I was on my way to the hospital in the back of an ambulance for the, I don't know how many times that year, probably 10 plus. And they're letting me know that, again, like, if you don't cut this out, there's only so many times you can do this before you can't anymore. And I don't know, there was something about that time that I thought was going to be the last one. It wasn't. I ended up going through the ICU for a little while into a college hospital over in Costa Mesa that I now live next to, which is kind of funny. And then I went to a detox facility and then a rehab not too far from here. I ended up getting a sponsor. I was kind of working the steps, but there's definitely still some reservations in my mind. I think at that point I just kind of want to get some weight back on my body, get, the police off my back, get my parents off my back. Kind of just go, maybe I can go back and smoke meth like a gentleman. I don't know if they've told you this, but gentlemen don't smoke meth. This was news to me. I like shiny suits and I like the finer things, and I also like smoking meth with weird people in shitty motels in Costa Mesa, getting real weird. Yeah, I grew up at the Alibaba, as it were. It's funny enough. That's very funny. My dad was one of us. He passed away in my early 20s from this disease. He did not make it out alive. Me and my dad spent my weekends hanging out with him at the Alibaba Motel. So I was raised by hookers while he was sleeping. But yeah, that's funny that you bring that up. Anyways, back, I had some reservations. So I got out of rehab. I was house managing at the place I went to rehab at, and I wasn't working a solid program. I definitely had one foot, out the door, which, as you know, is recipe for disaster. You're already drunk before the first drink, it says in the book. And that was the case for me. I got a call from a buddy. He said he had a bunch of dope to pack up, and I was at that house in Irvine, out of that sober living in 7 minutes, and I already had, speed in my hand, a drink in my hand, and I was back to work. It took, all of 4 days to turn my life upside down again. I was back sitting in front of Hoke Hospital. And I think at that point that was my moment of grace that I was given. I was done, and God's hand was still there, as it always is, waiting for me to reach out again. So at that point, even with the car, the keys, the money, I called my parents and I said, "Hey, I'm really messed up right now, but I don't want to do this anymore." They were both shocked and angry and all those feelings that they're, allowed to have. But I sat there in that parking lot hospital, and listened to voices of people that weren't there for 2 hours, and waited for them to come pick me up. And during that time, I had to call my sponsor, who's my sponsor now, Luke C. When he doesn't answer the phone, I call my grand sponsor, who's Pat O, and they helped me, get through life, on life's terms without drinking. But I called Luke and I said, "Hey, I need to quit that sober living job." And he goes, "Why?" I said, "I'm fucked up right now." He's like, "All right, well, go have your parents get your stuff from the house, and then, try and get yourself a bed somewhere. Not I'll get you a bed. Let me handle it for you. You get yourself a bed somewhere, or get clean, or whatever you need to do. You need to go do that." In my life, I think I've been spoon-fed things for a long time. I don't think I wanted to admit that until about 10 seconds ago. I asked Lulu before the meeting. I was like, "Do you get nervous anymore?" And she goes, "No, because if you're nervous, it's all about you. I don't want it to be all about me up here. I want to just, tell the truth and thank you, and just, do what I'm supposed to do up here." So I was spoon fed a lot of things. So Luke really saved me in that moment. Do I really want to be sober again? I did it for a little bit, but I wasn't really working a program. Are you willing to do, Shane, what you need to do? Are you willing to do the any lengths part? A few of us here know what the any lengths is. I've been to North Dakota with a group of people here, in negative 63 degree weather to go to an AA convention. That's crazy, but willing to go to any lengths nonetheless. I ended up detoxing on a buddy's couch, and he had tons of booze in his house, and there was drugs in there, and I wanted nothing to do with it. I was done at that point, and so I started working the steps with Luke, with an aggression, and I started going to a lot of meetings. And you know, those are still things that I do today. You know, I'm really just grateful for the life I have now. I was at a family function before this for my cousin's birthday, and you know, it was like a family party in the beginning, and then people started to leave, and then the sun started to go down, and then people are pulling out like the whippets and drinking beers and getting kind of weird. But you know, I don't have to live like that anymore. You know, I'm lucky enough to have the power of choice now, because I have a higher power of my own understanding. It doesn't have to be yours, but I have one that I do business with. I'm working through the steps. I have a sponsee right now. He hasn't called me yet, but you know, it's only been 3 days. I'll give him a week. We'll figure it out. But I do things on a daily basis to stay sober. I stay in a constant contact with a higher power. I work the steps. I go to lots of meetings. I'm trying to sponsor guys, so if you need a sponsor, let me know. I'd love to talk to you after the meeting. You know, I've got commitments, and I say yes to things in AA. I spoke last night. I'm speaking tonight. I'm speaking again tomorrow night. I don't want to do this. It's, you know, but every time I do it, it's a game changer. I leave here like I'm floating. I don't need my car. I can just drift off home. It feels really good. I don't know what it is, but there's something about doing the right thing now that's way different than what I was doing before. I know, you know, smoking meth held up in a weird motel sounds like it's the epitome of everything. It is not. So, you know, I'm going to end it with this. I'm just really blessed to be here tonight. Thank you for my sobriety, and thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it doesn't okay. Secretary's report. Doesn't say it on here. Oh, let's thank Shane again. Thanks for coming out. Good thing I got you here.
All right, my name is Heather and I'm an alcoholic. I am your secretary for tonight's meeting. Thank you for joining us. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous.